Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Staffo.
One of the most important things about having a show like this is being able to explore our personal fears and tell personal stories, because they can tend to help the millions of people that listen to this show every week.
Is that right?
And you had something happen to you this week, which is just beyond belief, all right? It all started with a simple picture that you posted on social media that I looked at, and it became your new pet. So tell us a little about what happened.
Okay, I had a very traumatic experience. Walk with me, Ed.
Let's walk.
It's late at night. Mm-hmm. I'm not tired.
No.
I'm laying on the couch watching TV. The lights are off. The only light in the living room
is the TV.
Is from the TV.
Okay.
So out of the blue, something, it seemed like something fell from the ceiling, like right in front of the TV, or maybe fell off the top of the TV. And I kind of brushed it off like, huh, that was strange. What's that? So I just kind of brushed it off. I was watching Criminal Minds. I was, you know, in the middle of a binge watch session of Criminal Minds. All of a sudden, like out of the depths of hell, this thing starts crawling up from the corner, bottom corner of my TV, and it's slowly crawling. The thing is big, and I'm like, what is that? And I'm looking. I'm starting to panic because I don't do bugs.
You don't do bugs
I
well.
I don't do bugs well. I had bad experiences with a bug, and or back in when I used to, when I grew up in Brooklyn, it was just a bad situation. So I just don't, I can't.
All right, so there's this bug.
And I said, I got to take a picture of this. I have the flash on because it's dark.
Uh-huh.
I take a picture of the bug. I get the picture. It shows the size. The antennas are massive.
It was huge.
It's a huge bug. But after I took the picture, the bug just happened to vanish into thin air. I couldn't find the bug. Couldn't find it. I looked for about 40 minutes because now I'm in a panic, because now I'm like, where'd the bug go? I'm not going to be able to sleep thinking that maybe it's crawling on me or something, right?
Coming to get you.
So I looked for about 40 minutes for this bug.
And then you give up. So you went to bed.
So I went to bed. I woke up, got ready for the shower, you know, got ready for bed, got dressed. Still no bug, didn't find it. Left, got in the car. Stopped at the coffee shop, got a coffee, waited online a couple minutes at the coffee shop.
Came all the way to work.
Went to work.
Had a meeting.
Sat down at my desk, did some work, went in for a meeting with my boss.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting down. I cross my right leg over my left leg.
And here it comes, folks.
And I look down, and there is this bug. It's the same bug
the
from
bug.
The night before. It's the bug. Looking up at me, it was on my shoe. It was like clinging to the side of my shoe.
Looking up at you.
And it was looking up. The antennas were all the way up.
Turning his head back over and looking back up at you saying, remember me.
I had a meltdown.
Wow.
Meltdown city. My boss.
Yeah.
Was looking at me like, what's wrong with this girl?
Who's a very soft-spoken man.
What's wrong with this girl?
Was not very soft-spoken at that moment.
So all I kept saying over and over again was, get it off my shoe. Get it off my shoe. Get it off my
shoe.
Which
he did.
He did. He took a napkin and squashed it onto the side of my shoe and then removed it.
And this was the best part for me, because you call me into your office and we start Googling. And we Googled beige-colored beetles, and all we were getting were Volkswagens.
I know.
And it was getting so frustrating. And then we finally found it.
Yeah.
And then I realized that this was a major calamity in your life.
It really was.
And then you said, all right, well, I don't... Well, what do you mean you don't do bugs well? Well, you can ask my mother. It is time to place a person-to-person call from here at America Weekend Central to the borough of Brooklyn. Yes, it's that time, folks. It's time we finally talk to Frances Staffo. All right.
Okay.
Let's see. All right, here we go. We're calling Brooklyn, New York, folks. It's time to talk to her
mom. I can't even deal with this right now.
All right.
I hope she answers.
Yeah, that would really kill the bit if she doesn't. Dialing Brooklyn, New York.
Hello.
Yes, good morning. Would this happen to be Frances Staffo?
Yes, it is.
All right. First of all, you're on the air, so don't say anything dirty. Not that you would otherwise. All right, Frances.
Hi, Mom.
My name happens to be Ed Kalenge. I happen to host a radio show with your lovely daughter, and she is telling us about how she doesn't do bugs well. Do you know the story about this incident she had with a bug a few days ago?
Yes. I saw it on... she posted it.
Yes.
Because I was not home at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to tear up. That was hysterical. It was very typical... It's a very typical type story of my daughter's encounters.
See, I love you already, and here's why. Because what did you do when you saw the picture? You teared up and you laughed hysterically. That's very nice.
Thanks.
See that? So she's telling me about how she's had this issue with bugs her entire life. Has that really been the case?
Yes. She does not, like you said, she does not do well with bugs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she'll panic. She'll panic because she doesn't want it to, like, disappear.
Yeah.
She wants to get it. But a lot of times, you know, she calls an, you know, and my thing to her says, oh, I said, well, did you do your bug dance?
She has a bug dance.
She has a bug dance.
Wow.
She'll come bounding, like, I don't know, it's kind of hard to explain. She's kind of like a skip thing.
Okay.
And she'll go, Ma, you got to come in there. You got to get it. And she'll just skip around. And I mean, not to say that I do well with bugs either, because I don't like killing them.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm like, okay, let's get the vacuum. Let's hunt for it, whatever. But yes, this has been an issue. Yes, for her entire life, things seem to follow her.
I am so intrigued at this point. This bug dance is something I'm actually going to ask her to perform once the show is done today.
It's amazing. It can't be replicated. It's a very spontaneous thing. Put a bug in front of me that I'm not expecting to see, and it's just like...
Well, we could arrange that, too.
Oh, great.
America wants to see this bug dance. My goodness.
Oh, my God.
I was telling Ed, Mom, about how in Brooklyn we would get these like weird silverfish things, and for some reason... the biggest ones always ended up like in my bedroom and would always appear at night when I was sleeping, and they were the biggest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Because normally they stay in the tub. They you only see them like in the bathroom. Really? They go chasing you.
This is a Christina thing. They always seem to follow her.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah, that's a word for it.
So, how young was she when she first started having these issues with bugs? I mean, was she, like, crying out loud in the bassinet because there was a bug in there? I mean, did it get that bad?
No, it wasn't that young. But
okay.
It was, you know, when she was mobile, let's put it that way.
Okay.
When she was mobile and she understood what that was, that it was not a pleasant thing to have in one's room. So, you know, she would not be happy with a creepy crawly in her room, so...
Now, were there any other things in her life that would make her do these dances and make her react in this way?
Bug dance is solely for the bug. But like I said, there are things that seem to just happen to her.
Really?
Like finding alien things in her food.
Wow.
You know, a hair or something, you know, it would just be, we would sit, you know, there would be a table of 10 people and she would be the only one to find something in her food. It just seems that these things happen to her.
Maybe it's because I'm the only one paying attention. Do you ever think of that?
It could very well be. I mean, I think you've paid more attention because things have happened to you in the past.
Mm.
You know, so she'll sit there and I'm like, Christina, what's the matter with the food? And she's just looking at it because she's examining it.
Because there's a hair or a bug somewhere.
Something happened.
You just know, Mom, it's in there somewhere. I just haven't found it yet.
Exactly. It's in there. Inevitably, I'm going to find something in my food.
Wow. This has been quite a 34-year joyride of fascination with you with this daughter, has it not? It's just amazing. You know, and all the things that we've been doing this show now for several months, I am so happy to finally have the opportunity to talk to you because, you know, it's a 10-minute segment. You and I, Francis, and I feel comfortable enough to call you Francis. We could talk for hours about things that have come up here. You know, she actually made fun of me for eating my cheeseburger with a fork once. But now, with this bug dance thing, you will never, ever live this down.
Well, my mom also understands my quirks when people are eating about how if you don't wipe your mouth fast enough...
Oh, I was told that already.
So
yes.
Grossed out.
Yeah, she's gotten me on many occasions, and I'm like, can you just give me a chance to put my fork down so that I can...
Mom, wipe it away. That fascinates me, too. So you're eating dinner, and it's been like 9 nanoseconds since you actually just put the food in your mouth, and already Christina's like, you got to wipe it away. That's just, it's different.
That's one of her peeves, you know what I mean? Just like, clean your mouth.
Yes.
I'm just like, okay.
Wow.
Give me a chance to pick up the napkin. I could feel it there, yes.
I could just see, like, Christina's like 7 or 8 years old. You know, you're having a birthday party for her, and all of a sudden she's getting upset at all the relatives because they've got little pieces of cake in the corners of their mouths. That's not good. Well, I got to say, this has been quite interesting. It may get to the point this will become a regular segment on a weekday show, just having to check in with Christina's mom to just help us analyze and understand Christina as the entire country begins to learn and understand the idiosyncrasies of one Christina Stoffel. This is amazing. This has been quite a pleasure speaking with you.
And the same here.
Well, thank you so much.
It was a pleasure speaking to you as well.
Yeah, say, would you, any last words for your mom?
I have no words.
No words?
No words, no.
Thanks, Mom.
Frances Stoffo, thanks for joining us in the program.
My laughter in the background says it all.
All right, Mama Stoffo, we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, great.
All right, you have a good day.
Bye, Mom.
Bye. Wow. I spoke to your mom, and I'm so excited about this, and I'm learning so much about you. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network. America.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.